Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. Good evening. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in God's Word. We're going to get ready this evening to just have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, a song, and a prayer today. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situations, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the cities of the great king. God is known in her places for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there in pain as if a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of tarnish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion. Go around about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. I have just read you from Psalms 48 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to get ready for a song right quick.
I want you to be free. For all of my sins, would you live to me? Yes, you are best. To me.
Oh, my God.
of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just confessing and repenting, God, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just come right now giving you all the praise and worship tonight. We magnify your holy name tonight, God. And we just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus for all that you do for us, Lord. And I ask you tonight, God, to cover each one of them under the sound of my voice on tonight. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God, and every member, God, I ask you to cover in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them tonight, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger on tonight. Father, I just praise and magnify you. I thank you tonight. I glorify you tonight, God. I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase them and teach us tonight, God. You know all about everything that we study in, God. I ask you right now to bless our minds and bless our hearts, and that we may understand your word. Just open them up, God, and that we may understand, God, and the word of God like we need to, God. And in the name of Jesus, open our hearts up on tonight. And in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may receive it, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight to bind up every strong man tonight from our lives. And from this radio broadcast, bind the strong man up now, God. Bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Bind it up now. I bind it up and I cast it out. And I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to just teach us tonight, God. Teach us, God. Teach us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you right now for this study. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. I just played that song. I didn't know whether it was all right, gospel. I don't know. I don't like too much worldly stuff. Y'all know that, but it's okay. Some patients, I guess God could save them too. So, you know, anyway, I'm going to start reading from chapter 11. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known and which have not seen the chastisements of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm, and his miracles and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and into all his land, and what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto the horses, and to their chariots, and how he made the waters of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord have destroyed them unto this day, and what he did unto you in the wilderness until ye came into this place, and what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the son of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed them up, and their household, and their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all of Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land, whether ye go to possess it, and that ye may be that ye may prolong days in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. For the land whether thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from which ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whether ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat full. Take heed to yourself, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he set up the heavens that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them, when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by thy way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gate, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore unto you, your fathers, to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations, mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the utmost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and your dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods, which ye have not known. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord thy God have brought thee into in unto the land, whether thou goest to possess it, that thou shalt gerizim, and the curse upon Mount Ebal. Are they not on the other side of Jordan by the way, where the sun goeth down in the land of the Canaanites, which dwell in the champion over against Gilgal, besides the plains of Moriah, for ye shall pass over Jordan to go into the land which the Lord your God giveth you, and ye shall possess it and dwell therein. And ye shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you in this day. Amen.
Chapter 12. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy father giveth thee to possess it. All the days that ye live upon the earth, ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. And ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all the tribes, out of all your tribes, to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and heave offerings of your hands and your vows and your freewill offerings and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God has blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day. Every man who whatsoever is right in his own eyes, for ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. But when ye go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, tithes and your heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice vows which ye vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons and your daughters and your men servants and your maid servants and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he has no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy burnt offerings. No, shall choose in one of thy tribes, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the blessing
of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee, the unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the roebuck and as of the hart. Only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it upon the earth as water. Thou mayest not eat within thy gate the tithe of thy corn or thy wine or of thy oil or the firstling of thy herds or of thy flocks, nor any of thy vows which thou vowest, nor thy freewill offering or heave offering of thy hand. But thou must eat them before the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. Thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite that is within thy gate, and thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God in all that thou puttest thy hands unto. Take heed to thyself that thou forsake not the Levite as long as thou livest upon the earth. When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border and he has promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh. Thou mayest eat flesh whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. If the place which the Lord thy God has chosen to put his name there be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of the flock which the Lord had given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gate whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so thou shalt eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it. Thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Only thy holy things which thou hast and thy vows thou shalt take and go unto the place which the Lord shall choose, and thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever. When thou goest, that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God, when the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whether thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their land, take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God, for every abomination to the Lord which he hateth have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. What thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Amen.
Amen. Well, we don't have many questions here, but, you know, this is a really, really, really good chapter and stuff. But we think we have maybe four or five questions in both. But the first question here in chapter 11 is, what did God promise to do with the land if the people earnestly obeyed his commandments?
Is that verse 14? Behold, wait, I'm not on the right one. Okay. That I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil.
Yep, that's it. Okay, and that's all in chapter 11 and chapter 12. What type of offering still had to go to the place that God chose if it was too far? What type of offering?
Okay, I got a little bit confused. Is that verse 26. Only thy holy things which thou hast and thy vows thou shalt take and go unto the place which the Lord shall choose.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings and the flesh and the blood unto the altar of the Lord thy God, and the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh.
Okay.
See verse 21.
In what way?
If the,
okay. Read it.
Never mind. Keep going.
Read the 21.
Okay. It says, if the place which the Lord thy God has chosen to put his name there be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herb and of the flock which the Lord hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gate whosoever thy soul lusteth after.
That's good, but that's good too. Mm-hmm. That's good too. In what way were the people not to worship God?
Is that verse 3? Oh, 1-3, but I'm going to read verse 3. It says, and ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire, and ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the name
now,
of them in their place. Hmm.
Hmm.
And it says, ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God. Oh, and destroy their name of them out of their place. Was that it?
Sons and their daughters, they have what thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto or diminish or take away with what is saying from it. But they were sacrificing their own kids. They were sacrificing their own kids. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. So, does anyone have, talk about or have any questions or anything? It was a pretty good lesson. Because it's telling us about, let me go back to 11. It's telling us about, it's warning us about, keeping the commandments of the Lord and his judgment. Always keep them. And he just went back and told them what happened, Leviticus, back in Numbers, where God had open up that ground and swallowed up Reuben them. They house, they tent, they everything, women, children and all, and killed them. see, people don't really think that God would do anything like that. Oh, God ain't going to kill me. He ain't going to, because, honey, God will kill you. It's all through this Bible. I'm telling you, because we only here for his pleasure, for God's pleasure. He made us for that, to serve him and him only. And when you go to running and after other gods, you in bad shape. He going to knock you down, open the ground up, and then swallow you up. Yes, he did. So, over in, how I get on this? And I was just talking about this, but yeah, over in that book of Numbers, and then verse 6, chapter 16, that's where he swallowed them up at. But Moses just was telling them this again, saying, now look, I ain't going to always be here with y'all, but y'all better know, y'all better do what like God told you to do. He said, y'all better keep the charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisements of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm. Well, we ain't talking about the Israelites, but we talking about the children of Israel, because they grown, they got children now. So we ain't talking about their children. We talking to them. And his miracles and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his lands, and how that he had drowned the army of Pharaoh's army, put him in the midst of the sea, and let water got all over him and drowned the chariots, the horses, and the men. So he was just telling them, y'all better keep these commands. I'm warning y'all, because if you don't, this what's going to happen to you. This what's going to happen. He's going to do this and this and this and this. Judgment coming. He's going to open up the ground and swallow y'all up. Keep on disobeying God. Mm-hmm. So it's a good chapter. I just say that. It's a good book, but that's a good chapter because it really tells you a whole lot. It really tells you a whole lot. Questions, y'all?
So,
and then,
when you say don't eat the blood, is that the reason why we cook our meat to this day?
When it says don't eat the blood, it's really talking about, because it's about life in the blood. So, and we're not talking about Jesus' blood, but when you eat meat half done, it's not good for the body anyway. I just tell you that it's not, because, you know, it's so many different bacteria and stuff like that. You know, they always tell you when you cook, especially in a restaurant, unless they ask for it rare, you need to cook it well done, because there's so many bacteria out there, and it promotes good health. You have to cook it thoroughly. That's what they were saying, because it could cause all kind of illness. But what they talking about, back in those days, you had pagan people, and they would take that blood and they sacrifice and use it for all kind of rituals and all kind of cultist stuff, you know. So it's not good for it. He didn't want them practicing with that blood, because I'm telling you, pagan people use that. Witches use that. That's pagan. Witches use that stuff back then. they would sacrifice the blood of animals and even the blood of human sacrifices sometimes, you know, so he didn't want them doing that. He didn't want them making that no practice. But over in Leviticus, God would take and use the blood of, you know, animals, calves and bulls and whatever it was, and made atonement for us, you know, for the Israelites. I'm talking about for us. But, yeah, he would make atonement. He had with special animals, like a lamb or whatever it was, without spot or a wrinkle, and he would let them make atonement for our sins. So we was not to eat the blood. The blood represents the life, you know, and we don't need that. And even on when we take communion and stuff, it's power in the blood. That's, you know, it's a lot to that blood thing. You know, I just preached about that. Mm-hmm. It's power in the blood, man. Did you understand any
could
of
I
it, what I was talking
could
about?
Could I piggyback off of what you were saying?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Because you right on it. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
because since, how could I make this? Since the blood was basically the picture of life in any animal, or including man, you give it to us, that's the picture of life.
Yep.
I mean, because if we didn't have blood in us,
blood.
I mean, if we died mm-hmm. off, then our blood would dry up. You get what I'm saying? That's what pumped through us. That's
yep.
what flowed through us. So the blood, for the blood, is life. You get what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And God, you know, he would not allow Israel to eat meat that not have been properly bled. You get what I'm saying? Bled
yeah.
out.
Mm-hmm.
Instead,
mm-hmm.
it was given to God. It was given to be given to God by pouring it out. Like pouring it out on the earth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They kind of put a little cup up under there.
Yep.
You know how people take them pigs and hang them up and cut the inside open.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds gruesome, but they let that drain for so many hours. And
blood drip, years. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever seen somebody actually slaughter one to be prepped
I have.
To be eaten. Then they
yeah.
put salt. You know, when you prepare that meat, not saying that the meat is clean for us, but the blood is what makes it really dirty, unclean. So,
right.
you know,
right.
to be... You know, and I'm not sure about if that's when we start eating meat or whatnot, or the start of the process of eating meat, when God said this or did this right here, you know, giving them the okay to just make sure that the blood was
mm-hmm.
ran out of an animal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure of that, but I do know that to have blood in meat is unclean. I mean, I don't know if it's saying today,
yeah.
right now, but I know people be, they just only wanted to touch a stove or a skillet, and then they want it on their plate. I'd watch
yeah.
meat, and I couldn't, you know, fathom
yeah.
that, because all kind of stuff being, anyway, but, you know, so I just wanted to, you know, kind of put my little sense in it, and I just do believe that, you know, the blood is life. Whether it's an animal or whether it's in man.
Mm-hmm. Because just like you said, if we didn't have the blood in, it wouldn't even matter. But then Jesus shed his blood for us. He shed his blood for us. And it's power in the blood of Jesus. It's power in that blood. And so I feel like even in the Bible, it says sprinkle the blood seven times over this and over that to even, like, make it holy or make consecrated like that. So it's power in the blood, you know. And then, but then you got witches, like I said, in there he was saying where they would sacrifice their children, their daughters and their sons and stuff like that to get that blood. It's, I'm telling you, that's something. That's a gruesome thing. It's a ritual with some of the pagan people, but he didn't want us, the Israelites, practicing that kind of stuff. Not just that. He wanted them, like you said, clean that animal out. Don't let no blood be in it because it could cause disease. It could cause bad health, whatever it could cause, it would cause back then. So, you know, it was, I mean, the water wasn't even good back then. The water wasn't good. So let's long about some blood that's out of an animal that's probably stinking up everything. You'll get sick as I don't know what trying to eat that. Now, don't get me wrong. I like my stuff half done. But it's not always good, and I only eat it when I was sick, like when my blood was low. I would cook, take a piece of liver and turn it over a couple of times and eat it, and it would make me feel better. Or I have a hamburger or a steak rare, and that make me feel better. But it ain't always good to do that, and you can't do it all the time. You know, it's a lot of time people eat that meat half done, and it's tender, real tender like that. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful with that.
Say something too.
I don't. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I mean, you are so in it. Oh, my God, when I say power in the blood of Jesus, people don't know how much power is in the blood of Jesus. You know, I was thinking, you know, how, you know, every night you're supposed to pray. And every night when you pray for your household before you go to sleep. You get what I'm saying? You pray for your household. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that means, because a lot of people don't understand, how does the power of the blood of Jesus protect us? They don't understand how the power of the blood of Jesus, how it protect us. And I mean, it fortifies your whole house. You get what I'm saying? It protects you by the blood of Jesus.
Yep.
It guarantees an army from heaven. I'm talking about an army of angels that will camp round about what God has sent just to protect you and your family. That's why it's power in prayer, but it's even more power in the blood of Jesus. So you got to be careful about what you eat. You get what I'm saying? You got to be careful about it. That means you got to respect it. Most people don't understand. It goes far beyond and far more important than what we just saying. Just like the blood of Jesus, how it's supposed to protect us. I can remember, just I get it on the tip of my tongue every now and then, you know, when I feel like I can't do it by myself, or when I feel like something is about to happen, or I see a bad accident, something that I don't have control over. You know what I say? Oh, protect me in the blood of Jesus. Keep me near the cross. You have to say those things. Get it on your lips. And when I promise you, when I tell you, because it's, I can only tell you, but it's going to take God to show you. You get what I'm saying? So my thing, I think, you know, with the blood of Jesus, it just is beautiful because it feels the presence of the Holy Spirit, and there will be peace within your house. I'm talking about an overflowing of peace from every corner to corner. But you got to pray over your house. I'm talking about starting from the door post. You get what I'm saying? So my thing of it is, you got to be careful when you're talking about the blood of Jesus. How it flows through us, man, and how it flows through God's creatures, animals. So you gotta, you gotta recognize it. You gotta respect it because it's rules to everything.
Yeah,
you know, that's all I wanted to
say. You're right. That's good. That was good, honey. That was really good. I'm telling you. Yeah, that the blood of Jesus is powerful. I don't know. You know, it's blood. Period. Signifies something all the time. But when you talking about the blood of Jesus, you know, when they pierced him in the side, blood and water come screaming out. I'm telling you, it's power in the blood. Don't have me talk about the blood, son. I'm telling you, because I probably can't contain myself, but I'm telling you, it's power in that blood, the blood of Jesus, because people use blood for all kind of different things, and it's a cleansing agent. Even with women, when they come on their cycle, that cleanses you. It cleanses you. So it's different things that people use blood for. But this right here for with women, God made it to do just what it was doing, just what it does. So I'm telling you, it's power in the blood. Like I said Sunday, how can you take a black soul, dip it down in some red blood, and it come out white as snow? Don't tell me. Don't tell me what the blood of Jesus can't do. Yeah. So anyway, I just thank and praise God.
Did I say something again?
I know you're getting fired up.
It's just about the blood of Jesus, because people don't realize how important the blood of Jesus is. And because of the relationship of life, blood signifies the supreme offering of God. God's holiness, it justifies that sin will be punished. You get what I'm saying? The only penalty or payment for sin is death. But
that's right.
So I'm saying that to say this. Christ poured out his life. That means he poured out his blood. He shedded all that blood. I mean, all of that blood. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He shed all of that blood for us. That means he sacrificed for us our sins. And the sins of this entire world. Not just us as we on his line. I'm talking about us. That blood, it signifies us. Us.
That's right.
We do every day. Us. You know what I'm saying? How we go about our day, what we think, how we sleep, how we eat, it's the blood of Jesus. Okay, I'm done.
You may as well go on and take a text. That's good, though. When I tell you, I was just looking here. Thing popped up on my phone that says, when a storm could bring 10 feet of snow in Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. My. They don't know nothing. But the blood is good. I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus. You can sit up and pray that. Lord, thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. And repeat that before you know it. You can feel the spirit. You can feel the anointing of God. I've done it too many times. I know it's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing. But does anyone have any more questions or comments? Amen. So we'll probably be on tomorrow night, and after that, I don't know if I'm going to come on Sunday or not. I'm going to pray and ask God about it. But we'll come on tomorrow night for a little while. Then I'll see about Sunday. I'll see about Sunday. Okay, so I'm not going to hold you. It was good. And at least we had questions. And I really appreciate you all for coming, being on here with us on tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the study of your word. Thank you for the anointing that you bring. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for covering each one of us in the shed blood of Jesus. It's power in the blood, Lord. We just thank you for your blood tonight. We thank you for opening up our understanding, our hearts, and our minds tonight, God, that we may receive this word. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus. And, Lord, I apply the blood over the doorposts of every home, God, under the sound of my voice tonight and their families, God. Keep them all covered tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you. We thank you. We pray. We ask our Savior be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. We'll be back on here tomorrow in the morning. We'll be on the live in the morning. And then I will be back on tomorrow night. So God bless you all. I will see you bright and early by the grace of God. In the morning, you all have a blessed night. Amen.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you.
Good night. Love you too. Good night. Good night.